Our old buddy James Wardwell just checked in. New Britain is very, very heavy turnout. He has never seen lines like this. Nice to see. And we're getting reports that are consistent with that all around the state.
Yeah.
So if you thought you could sneak in this morning and sneak out quickly.
Nope.
Surprise.
And make sure you pee first before you go.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a very good
one. Nothing worse than standing in line when the coffee kicks in, like, uh-oh, it's one or two happening. Like, no! No!
West Haven, which we will check in with later in the day, they have a very important ballot question. Should we have a city manager or should we have a mayor?
Oh.
Now, a mayor, the people elect.
Right.
A city manager, the town council will appoint.
Oh. Mayor.
Yeah, we'll see how that one turns out.
Yeah.
Meriden, very, very busy.
Monroe, also very busy.
Sean, the rock and roll accountant. Lincoln Middle School, Meriden line is out the door through the entire parking lot, ending around, I don't know what that means. All right.
Anyway. No one does.
Thank you, Sean.
I got a report from Deborah about Meriden as well. She votes at a local church. And she said she was in line at 5:15, and she was fifth in line. The doors opened at 6, and there was about 175 people in line when the doors opened.
You know what's the worst? When they open the door, you stand behind, you get hit in the head, boom, and you get passed out behind the door.
That would be you.
Right. And you wake up, the polls just closed. No!
All right. Raving Ryan is out in Shelton at the Long Hill School polling place, and let's hear some of the folks that he's talked to.
Can you say your name and who you voted for today?
My name, too? I'm Jamie Ann Vargas. I voted for Biden.
What's the biggest issue of the election for you?
Oh, where do I start? Equal rights, women's rights, hate mongering.
Can you say one nice thing about Donald Trump?
I met him once a long, long time ago in one of his buildings, and he was a gentleman.
Can you just tell us your name and who you voted for today?
Mike Rodriguez. I'm not going to say who I voted for because that's not, I feel that that's not anybody's information but myself. We only have one vote. We take it into the booth.
Really?
If people allow other people to influence that vote, I don't think that it should be that way.
And what's the biggest issue of the election for you?
Wow. So many. I'd have to say right now just this coronavirus. I mean, it's affecting so many different things, the economy. I'm going to stick with the coronavirus.
Can you say your name and who you voted for today?
My name's Nancy Grosso, and I voted for Biden as president.
What's the biggest issue of the election?
Biden.
Yeah,
say it, Biden.
Never put the word Bright and Biden together.
And I voted for Biden as president.
What's the biggest issue of the election for you?
The coronavirus.
And can you say one nice thing about Donald Trump?
Not really.
Thank you.
It sounds, but based on our exit polling, which is very low statistically, three people.
Yep.
Biden has a very, very big lead in Shelton.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right.
All right. Raven Ryan is on the phone now. Hey, how's it going there?
Hey, it's going well, Chaz. You know, it's just really packed here and people like lined up way out there. I'm very surprised because I come from a town where you really don't see these types of lines. That exit poll, it is unscientific. I would expect Donald Trump to win this town because he won it last time. But just look at Connecticut as a whole. I mean, the Democratic Party is 37% of voters. It's 21% Republican, and then 41% of voters are unaffiliated. So there are a lot of independent minded voters here. Hillary Clinton won the state with 54.6%. So, I mean, Joe Biden's going to win Connecticut, but there's really more than that. You have the seats in the state legislature. I mean, the Democrats only need two more seats in the Senate and 10 more in the House to have a supermajority. That means they could pass anything and override a veto by Governor Lamont. So make sure you come out and vote here because there's other races besides the presidential one.
NASCAR?
No. Not that kind of race.
Gotcha.
I like the questions you're asking. I think maybe you just ask first name, right? Because people don't want to give up their first and last name because you could end up going to work and being harassed.
Right.
You know, maybe just say what's your first name, who'd you vote for?
How about cool nickname and when who you voted for?
Yeah.
This is slick. Yeah,
a lot of people do not want to say who they're voting for that I've talked to.
Yeah.
That one guy, man. I had to kill you.
Right. Is it moving along? Are folks happy or in good spirits?
Yeah, it's moving along. It's actually very cold outside, so, I mean, make sure you got a hat and gloves. I mean, it says 39 degrees, but it feels like it's in the 20s.
All right, we should make a list of things you should know when you're going out. One, hat and gloves.
Yep.
Because you're going to be outside. You might not think you're going to be outside based on previous experiences. Right. The other one an AJ had is a real good one. Mm-hmm. Pee.
Yeah, make sure you go to the bathroom first, both sides.
Not pee in line.
Right.
Bathroom first, both sides.
Exactly right, yeah. Yeah. Make sure both entities are empty.
Right.
Because you don't have to poop online either. It's like, oh, that's worse. I have to pee.
So I thought you meant Republicans and Democrats should both pee.
No, I meant...
You're saying...
Front and back.
Front and back. Empty
number
both
one
ends.
And number two.
Yes, number one, both. Number two. If you got to make three, go for it.
Huh. Okay, very good.
Yes. That's the worst.
All right, Ryan, so you're off to Milford now?
Yeah, we're going to the Orange Avenue School. We'll talk to you from there.
All right, perfect. Thank you.
Why say we was only one guy?
Speaking as, I don't know.
We'll be right there.
It's okay. The royal we.
You're going to mock the kid who's 18, freshman in college,
yeah,
and working for nothing right now.
It's what I do.
Yeah. Yo, AJ found someone he could pick on.
Oh, I could pick a lot of people.
All right. Election day turnout is massive. Let's check in with Raving Ryan in Milford now.
Who did you come out to vote for today?
I voted for all the people in the Democratic Party.
And what's the biggest issue of the election for you?
Biggest issue for the election for me is the fact that we've been bombarded by false information. We've been bombarded by threats. We've been bombarded by people claiming things that aren't true. I think there's a lot of negativity in this country. I think there's a lot of things that people are really angry about. And I think it's really important that we do get out and vote and make our statements heard.
He sounds bombarded. Make it make much.
Yeah, that's a...
Hey, man.
He gets a vote.
That's right. All right, Ryan, how is it in Milford and where are you?
Yeah, so I'm at the Orange Avenue School here in Milford, and it's just packed. I mean, I would say the line is about a half mile. I mean, everybody's social distancing, wearing masks, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, you might have to wait until tonight if you're going to vote here in Milford. It is just packed. I'm really shocked because I thought it wasn't going to be that many people because a lot of people voted absentee. I mean, I said half of the people requested absentee ballots, so this is just shocking to me.
Half a mile, you said.
Huh.
Half a mile.
So by the time the show's over, I'll just step out of the building.
Less than that, actually.
Oh, okay. We're getting a correction now. I called him out on it.
Right. Actually, quarter mile.
I want you to get out with the measuring tape.
Right. It's 1,000 feet.
That's where I actually just spoke to State Senator James Maroney. He said it was a half mile. So I am going off where he said.
Politicians.
Yeah, they always stretch things.
$1 million.
Exactly right.
Is it drop in a bucket?
Right. You
know, so.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. How long is that line?
That's him now.
How long did it take for you to vote?
So you're a senator, huh?
What sound does a beefalo make?
When your order shows up at dinner, you say?
That'd be yum, wouldn't it?
Have you asked anyone there, Ryan, what was driving them, their issue?
Actually, I've only gotten to speak to one person because I've been trying to speak to a lot of people, but they're just really not interested in talking to me.
I get that.
I think a lot of people with the virus, they want to be careful. So I'm going to try to talk to some more people, but I haven't been that successful so far.
Okay, very good.
Put a fishbowl over your head. See how that works.
We'll talk to you in a...
How do I know? You're talking to me now?
Yeah, take a plastic bag and just tie it around your neck.
Let's see what happens.
Put it over your head, tie it around your neck.
Right.
All right.
Do it quick, though.
Ryan, we'll check in about 20 minutes. All right, Raving. Raving Ryan in Milford. It's packed. It's packed everywhere. Election day turnout in Connecticut is off the charts, way beyond expectations, and expectations were already high. Let's check in with Raven Ryan in Milford.
Who are you voting for today?
I'm going to vote for Donald Trump.
And what's the biggest issue of the election?
The biggest issue? I would say has to do with the different policies between the two parties.
And when did you decide that you were voting for Donald Trump?
Probably about 5 years ago.
Who are you coming out to support today?
Joe Biden.
And what's the biggest issue of the election?
The biggest issue of the election is integrity. I think we've seen with Donald Trump a complete lack of integrity, and the most number of people leave a presidential cabinet in U.S. history. There is no confidence in President Trump.
Can you say one nice thing about President Trump?
I can't think of any. I really can't.
I'm here with the Dew Hamels in Milford. Who are you guys voting for?
I'm a Trump guy.
Trump, all the way.
Yep. And what's the biggest issue of the election for both of you?
I think for me it's the economy. He's done a pretty good job with it pre-pandemic. And I think even during these difficult times, he's got the economy going. He's delivered on most of his promises that he's made. And I want to give him 4 more years.
I don't like what's happening with the suppression of the news media, and on Twitter and Facebook, there's definitely a wave in our country I don't like. I believe in America. I don't want us to go to socialism, and I want America to be great. People respect the flag and our ancestry.
All right. Raven Ryan is live now.
In a radioactive field somewhere.
Yeah. Raven Ryan is live in a nuclear power plant.
Or a video game. We can't tell which.
That's right.
Or he's cleaning out number two.
Right. Wow, you really have to go.
Yeah, I would definitely, Chaz. Hey. Yes, I'm here, Chaz. I would definitely take AD's advice. Make sure you go to the bathroom before you come, because these lines are continuing to stay long. I mean, I think you're going to have to come later in the day if you're voting. So, wow. But here in Milford, it's remained packed. I'm talking to a lot of voters. Some people have been willing to talk to me finally, which is good. And Milford really is like a swing town. I mean, last time it went for Hillary Clinton by less than 1 point. So you see a lot of Trump voters, a lot of Clinton voters.
There's also
a state Senate seat here also that's going to be contentious.
I think Milford went to Stefanowski in the gubernatorial election two years ago.
Yeah, probably did.
Yeah. So who knows?
Anybody's guess.
But high voter turnout, and it sounds like the crowd's mixed in terms of who they're voting for.
Yeah, definitely. I think you might see record turnout this year. I'm really shocked by what I'm seeing.
Well, Ryan, you think?
He's going to guesstimate.
Right.
Right. He's new.
He doesn't want to get too far ahead of it.
Exactly.
It's still early. We're an hour and 35 minutes into the polls being open.
Got to pace himself here.
Yeah, he doesn't want to, you know.
Smart.
He doesn't want to commit.
Good strategy.
All right, and the line's moving along good. There's something going on with your phone.
Yeah.
It's just distracting.
It is.
Sounds like you're on a giant fly.
Or a radio-controlled helicopter.
Right.
Yeah, helicopter.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the line's moving along. I'll try to get that fixed for the next hour.
Thank you.
All right, very good. Yeah, no problem. All right, and you're off to West Haven now.
Yes, we're heading off to the Forest School.
All right, good luck.
Okay. And they have an interesting situation in West Haven. They're also on the ballot. Should we have a mayor or a city manager?
Hello? Oh, I think we lost him.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. It was that connection, that helicopter.
We got someone in West Haven on line 8 if you wanted to check there.
Yeah, right. Let's go. Hey there, Michelle in West Haven.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
Good morning.
And gal.
Hello.
Did you vote?
I did not. I drove by McCrill School, which is on the corner of Jones Hill Road and Chase Lane. It was insane. I've never seen it like that. The parking is all around both streets, and the Silo, which is a banquet hall across the street, is filled with cars. I've never seen it like that. So I'll go later.
I don't think it's going to be better. I think you'll have a midday lull, but after work, it's going to be nuts.
So go for the midday.
I'll go during the day. I'm working from home, so I can run over there in the afternoon and
perfect.
Hope, you know, at least maybe it'll be a little warmer.
Okay, right. We didn't think about this, right?
Right, folks are home.
Folks are working from home.
Right.
So you might not have a midday lull.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Yeah, you're right.
Not good.
Did not think of that one.
Wear your good slippers.
It might be a little bit warmer in the afternoon than it is at 6:30.
That's true. Yes, yeah, you will have that.
You know,
it'll be warmer.
All right, very good. All right, thank you, Michelle.
Appreciate it. Go into the candles, Chaz.
Oh. Yep.
Tell Jennifer to look into the scent melt burners from Yankee Candle. Those are the best. They have timers. You don't have to leave them burning all day.
Wow, look at that.
I'm not going to tell her that.
But she'll get them.
I don't like candles.
She's listening.
Get off the phone.
Hey, look, candle box.
Let's check in now with West Haven. Raven Ryan is out there.
Who are you voting for today?
Trump.
And what's the biggest issue for you?
Biggest issue for me? Taxes.
Can you say one nice thing about Joe Biden?
No. I can't think of one thing nice to say about him. 47 years. What has he done for blacks and Puerto Ricans? Nada.
What's the most important issue in the election for you?
COVID and the economy.
And what are you looking for? What are you looking for in the candidates?
Honesty, reality, and fairness to all ethnicity.
And why do you think it's important to come to the polls and vote?
Because your vote counts. It matters. If you don't vote, then you don't have a say.
Who are you voting for today?
Biden.
And what's the biggest issue for you?
I'm a healthcare worker. And yes, Trump didn't give us any healthcare workers any equipment to work with. Okay? And taxes. Okay?
I like how she said, okay.
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 Everybody has their reasons. They're all good.
Yep.
Yep.
To them.
Now let's check in with Ryan live. Which West Haven poll are you at?
Yeah, so Chaz, I'm here at the Forest School. It's actually not as busy because I think there are a lot of polling places in West Haven, but it's running pretty smoothly. There's about a line of 25 people, but they're running really well here.
Yeah, I feel like there was a surge at 6, and now it's died down.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of people start to come out, like, right when it opens. They want to be the first ones in. They want to head off to work. And
get it done.
I think it's going to slow down throughout the day.
Yeah.
That works.
Based on what was happening 2 hours ago, I thought, wow, this is going to be overwhelming. They're going to run out of ballots, but it sounds like it's leveled off.
Mess all day.
All right, anything else you want to tell us about there?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the 3rd Congressional District race that you mentioned with the governor, with Margaret Stryker against Rose DeLauro. We are here in the 3rd Congressional District. And I think, I mean, you do look at some polls and they are close, but I think Rose DeLauro, she's going to win handedly. I mean, she's been here for so long. People know her. Margaret Stryker is, though, she's spending a lot of money. I mean, over $1 million on that race. I don't know if it's going to be well spent, but, you know, I'll be watching it. And also, I wanted to mention that you were talking about the referendum with the town manager. I just talked with a gentleman, and he says he's not in favor of it because if you got rid of the mayor, you don't get to elect the person that's in charge of the city, and that doesn't make any sense to him.
Right. Right. All right. Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Raving Ryan.
You sure he's 18?
Yeah, he's great.
So he's 43.
Right. No, he sounds like an 18-year-old with a 43-year-old brain.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. I thought AJ was going to tease him for flubbling a little bit there.
Nah. I know how the pain feels.
Right. It also comes back at you as a boomerang.
Right.
You used to make fun of someone flubbling. It happens to you.
Your tongue is fluffy thick.
What are you looking for in the...
He was just trying to find the words.
Yacker and Naugatuck.
Yes, sir. How are you today? I just had a Joe Biden sighting. I actually had the pleasure of stopping with him. And he said he was taking a taxi back to the Democratic convention. And I was kind of thrown back. I said, hey, Joe, if you're taking a taxi back, how come the top of the taxi says Domino's Pizza?
He's doing shtick.
He's
I
doing shtick.
This.
Right, 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 right.
Yacker and Naugatuck.
He's doing 30 minutes
Biden
less.
Signing. Anything else that you saw?
No, he just said, nice talking to you, hacker. And, you know, right. Vote for Trump and everything will be fine.
All gotcha. Right. Hmm. That was him, all right.
Very
appreciate
good.
Appreciate you guys very much.
Thank you.
Back at you.
And have a great day.
Yacker and Naugatuck with a Joe Biden sighting.
The Yacker Report.
Thank you, Yacker.
Yacker.
All right, sounds like it's slowing down. Very good. All right. Get out and vote today.
Yep, you have to do it.
Yep, you have to do it.
You have to do it.
It is Election Day. And let's check in with Raven Ryan in West
Haven. Who are you voting for today?
I am voting for Joe Biden for president and Kamala Harris for vice president.
And why are you voting for them?
because I feel like based off of what's been going on with the pandemic and also based on their views and different opinions, I feel like they would be a great candidate to represent our country.
And why did you come out to the polls today instead of doing an absentee ballot?
So for my situation, I'm actually a UConn student. So I just thought it would be a good idea just to come home for a couple days and be able to just vote out here for the polls. I didn't really want to do an absentee ballot.
UConn student?
Not only did I not have a lot of information.
What? UConn student.
I thought he said you consonant.
Did you bring up?
I'm like, what does that mean?
Right. It's a consonant.
What does that mean?
So I just thought it would be a good idea just to come home for a couple days and be able to just vote out here for the polls. I didn't really want to do an absentee ballot because
not only
did I not have a lot of information on it, but I just felt like coming home and just doing the polls would be a better option for me.
Who are you voting for today?
Biden.
And why?
Because I don't like the decisiveness that Trump has brought to the
divisiveness.
Divisiveness,
not
yes.
Decisiveness, yeah. But I know what she means.
That happened before him, but
right,
okay.
Go ahead.
To the United States.
And what do you think the biggest issue of the election is?
There's so many issues. There's just too many to count. I would say getting the coronavirus under control.
And everything.
Giving quality to everyone. I feel like we've taken a step backwards instead of a step forward.
Who are you voting for today?
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Wow.
And why are you voting for them?
Landslide, West Haven.
I am voting for them to bring integrity, civility, a calmness back to this country.
And she thinks it's hot.
Why did you come out to the polls today?
To vote. I vote in every election.
Since 1918.
I love her voice.
Right?
Mm. I got the Katharine Hepburn thing going on, that shaky thing.
Yeah. She should read some kind of
scary story.
Voiceover
right.
America.
50 Shades of Grey.
I vote in every election.
It was then he took me to the room.
1776.
There were chains on the walls.
I've got corns on my feet from walking and back and forth to the polls.
Sounds like I'm tap dancing.
I vote in every election.
Both hills, up and down. You know what it sounds like? And that, if you listen to that clip, it sounds like she didn't take AJ's advice to go to the bathroom
just
before
to pee.
You went.
Yep.
Yeah, listen.
To vote. I vote in every election.
She's in pain.
She's doing the pee-pee dance. It looks like a line dance. It was a line dance came from, actually.
Every election.
Play Achy Break Your Heart, Weissman.
She should redo that Bob Dylan thing from the Super Bowl. Is there anything more American than America?
We're not making fun of her. We're celebrating her.
I thought I was. What was it?
Raving Ryan in West Haven. Is it busy? Moving good? What's the deal?
Yeah, it's busy. It's kind of remained the same. I mean, it's moving along pretty nicely. They've got like two different lines, and one of them is very long, and one of them is like very short because they're like different districts. So that's kind of odd. But one thing that I have to note is I've been asking people about the referendum to replace the mayor with the city manager. Many people don't know this is happening. And then I asked one person as they were coming out. They said they just left it blank because they didn't know what to do. So
that was the mayor.
Yeah, I don't know what the city of West Haven did to try to educate people, but they didn't do a good job, obviously.
This is what happened.
Preposterous.
This is why when I was listening to all these commercials, get out and vote. I'm thinking, if you don't know to go vote, don't go vote.
Right. You have to be told to vote.
If you have to be told how to vote, what to do.
At this point in life.
It's not that complicated.
Yeah, just stay home.
All right. Interesting. I want you to add two questions to your list of questions. One would be, do you know any lyrics to the Henry VIII I Am song?
Hermits.
Yeah.
So you know which one.
And then ask, what's the worst song to play on repeat?
All right, will do.
All right, thank you. Raving Ryan.
You can hear the confusion in his voice. Like, why am I asking this?
I'm a straight reporter.
I'm a political person.
Yeah. Right.
What?
Eh?
This is a serious job.
This is, like, really messed up.
This is a mockery. Mockery!
Mockery! And all these questions are mockery. Mockery! Mockery is M-O-A.
Can't think
of it. All right. Election 2020. Raving Ryan, who's like 18, 19 years old. He's a freshman in college, has been bopping around the state for us. Here he is talking to some folks in West Haven a few minutes ago.
Do you know any of the lyrics from I'm Henry the Eighth I Am?
No.
Yes.
What are they?
I'm Henry the Eighth I Am.
And what's the worst song to play on repeat, in your opinion?
I don't know.
The worst song to what?
To play on repeat.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
I love all songs.
Who are you voting for today?
Donald Trump.
And why?
I like his policies on bringing our troops home, strengthening our country. Just all of his policies.
And why did you come to the polls today?
To vote, to make my voice heard.
Who are you voting for today?
Is there like a mini lightsaber fight going on?
There is.
In the background.
Yeah, little Toyotas, yes.
What the hell was that?
Yeah, mini Yodas.
Who are you voting for today?
I'm voting for Biden.
And what's the biggest issue of the election for you?
Is. Trump's an a-hole.
Is there anything nice you can say about Trump?
No, I really can't. But I'm a long-time listener. I love Chaz and AJ. Big fan.
Thank you.
Appreciate that part.
Ashley thinks she knows what that sound was.
Yeah, it's super windy out today. That's the sound of the flag hitting the flagpole.
It's not windy at all, though.
I got reports that it was very windy and cold out in the line this morning.
Yesterday.
That's yesterday.
Nope. This morning.
If you look at the window,
if you look out the window,
the tree's not moving at all.
Nope.
You can just turn around in the chair. You can look.
Nope.
You have a window right behind you.
I got reports that it was very windy and cold out this morning.
Are they standing by a fan in the parking lot?
Maybe it was the flag.
It was definitely the flag.
Maybe it was a mini lightsaber fight.
I'm going with that.
Mm.
If you guys want to end this conversation, I can just play this.
Wow. Thank you. Yes. That's like the shock collar for Ashley.
All right. Let's go to New Haven. Raving Ryan, where are you?
Hey, Chaz. I'm here at the Davis Street School. I think the morning rush of voting has ended because there's not really even a line here. In New Haven, it's a little different, though, because last time Hillary Clinton got 86% of the vote. So you're not going to even see a close race here. You know, they say that the only race that matters here is the primary. But I've been talking to voters.
Is someone playing a flute behind you?
Yeah, there's some guy here playing a trumpet. I'm not exactly sure why, but
go right over there.
All right. Well, do you want me to ask him something?
Yeah.
Oh, I like him.
He's with the Westville Village Renaissance Alliance.
Nice.
Hi, I'm here live on Chaz and AJ. Why are you playing here today?
I'm playing here because I want to support democracy by entertaining the masses that come out to do their vote and to do their civic duty.
That's cool.
Why I'm playing today.
Wow.
My friend Lizzie is the head of the Westville Village Renaissance Alliance. She's the executive director. And, you know, when she asks anything, I always go.
Can you play, thank you. Can you play Chuck Mangione? Feels so good?
Yeah. Ask him if he knows Henry VIII.
Do you know Henry VIII I Am?
Yes.
Henry! No, sir!
Second!
Yeah!
Now use the trumpet!
Oh, I love this.
Wow, that's a long guess.
AJ, this is the version you're going to have to listen to.
Yes. We're going to put him in the box with you.
Oh, cool.
Yes!
You can't. Got a social distance.
No, Sam!
How do you...
Oh, man.
How do you shut him off?
All right, there you have it.
Thank you.
So great.
Give him
$1.
Make
sure you get his number. We want him to play our toy drive.
Yes.
All right, yes, I will. I'll get that for you.
Yeah, swing back to him later. All right, I interrupted you, Ryan, in a...
It's stuck in my head.
Now it's stuck in my head.
Yeah, there's some lady here. She says the song's stuck in her head now.
It's Rose DeLauro.
All right, I interrupted you in the middle of a report there. Go ahead.
You want to step away from the guy there?
Yeah, you may want to step away from the trumpet player.
From Trumpet Boy.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to... But, yeah, we're here at the Davis Street School. It's not crowded at all, but I was saying before that in New Haven, the only race that matters is the primary, really. So, I mean, that's why you're not seeing as many voters here.
Right.
That and the guy's playing a trumpet.
That's so great.
I want to hear "It's So Good" by, well, "It Feels So Good" by Chuck Mangione.
That'd be awesome. All right, yeah, go back and ask him if he can play "Feels So Good."
Chuck Mangione.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do.
No. You know what? Ask him to play the Rocky theme.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gonna Fly Now, it's called, I think.
Yeah.
Where do you go?
You want him to play that now or later?
Yeah, now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going back over to him.
All right.
Don't get hit by a car.
We got to start giving him money.
We do.
Hey, can you play the Rocky theme song for us?
Kind of entertainment you expect to get from a voting poll.
No.
Wow.
It's like running down the street right now.
Yay!
Where's the staircase? Want to run up it?
Wow, this guy's good. Thank you.
He's doing the dance version.
Right.
EP.
Yeah, Ryan can't walk away at this point.
No, he can't.
Right.
Put a grapefruit in there. Ooh, hello.
Thank you. Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ryan, make sure you get his number, okay?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'll send that over.
And thank him very much for it.
Yes.
Right.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, Election Day 2020.
It is upon us.
It is here and happening right now.
It is on.
What are the polls like in New Haven? Raving Ryan is out there now.
What's the most important issue in the election for you?
I think someone that can run the country and not have so much division in it.
Good luck with
someone that really cares about everyone.
And do you know any of the lyrics to "I'm Henry VIII, I Am"?
I'm Henry VIII, I Am, I'm Henry VIII. Yeah.
And what's the worst song to play and repeat, in your opinion?
I don't know.
Would that one be one?
I Got Married to the Widow. Yeah, that one would be.
Who did you vote for today?
I voted for Biden and Harris.
And why did you vote for them?
Because America is for the people, not just for a certain individual.
And do you know any of the lyrics from "I'm Henry VIII, I Am"?
Henry VIII, I Am, I Am. Yeah, I know that part of it.
And in your opinion, what is the worst song to play on repeat?
That would probably be one of them.
Who did you vote for today?
I voted for Biden.
And why did you vote for him?
I voted for him because I felt like he was going to bring all this unrest to a halt. There's a lot of chaos going on out here and a lot of hate, and we need to get over that.
Do you know any of the lyrics to "I'm Henry VIII, I Am"?
I heard that song before, but I don't really know the lyrics. It's so long ago.
Can you try to sing it?
No.
All right, thank you.
I like him.
He's honest.
Sounds like a nice guy.
Yes.
No.
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 Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Want to see AJ's feet?
No.
No. Neither do I.
Yes, you do.
Nope.
You put them in front of your face.
I haven't done it in quite some time.
Oh.
I'm over.
No.
I moved on.
Is it me, or does it sound like someone's playing a mandolin behind him?
It does. I was trying to figure out what song that was. It sounds like...
Ryan, is there a trumpet and now a mandolin in New Haven?
Yeah, so they were playing trumpet, and then there was someone playing like a ukulele or something. They've stopped
ukulele.
Now, but they
gotcha.
Were... They weren't really playing for anybody, though, because there's like no one here at the polls. That's just the funny part.
Yep.
Huh. Yep.
A ukulele.
Yep. That's the instrument you can take everywhere with you.
What do you play with that, though? Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
That's what it sounded like they were playing.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, that's Jerry they were playing Somewhere Over the Rainbow, yep.
There's a guy who does Jake.
Yeah, he does a Hawaiian version.
Does that so no does the song While My Guitar Gently Weeps? It's amazing on a friggin' mandolin, whatever,
ukulele
rather. It's amazing.
Do you guys
Shut
have any
up,
requests?
Okay, God
I can
it,
go ask
right?
them.
You gotta laugh at every friggin' thing I say. You don't friggin' have a moment where you're like don't have what's in your head.
But it's Jesus. Funny. I laugh.
Oh my God! Wait, Jesus Christ!
Wait, what did you just say?
I don't care anymore. It's friggin' bunch of hyenas.
All right, so Raven, give us a report.
Yeah, so I mean, we're here at the Davis Street School. There's absolutely almost nobody here. I mean, maybe a couple people walking in every minute. But if you have to vote, now is the time. Definitely. I mean, the morning rush is over. So, I mean, we saw those long lines this morning, but they're obviously gone now. So Maybe we won't see that record turnout.
Lunchtime. Figure lunchtime hours.
Well, if we already had half the people voting by ballot, we have a good chance of breaking the record.
I think so, too. Yeah, lunchtime's gonna be busy.
Where's the ukulele guy now?
Well, it's actually a girl, but she's playing right now. Do you want her to play anything?
Yeah. What do we want to hear?
Stranglehold by Nugent.
No, I think you got to start
Eruption.
We're live on Chaz and AJ. What do you guys want her to play?
Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Start with
Can you
that.
Play Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
Sure.
All right, she's getting ready.
All right.
Warming up. Dexterity's everything.
Me.
She's moving her fingers real fast right now.
Right.
Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah, Eruption.
Eruption. Raving Ryan, who's at the polls in New Haven.
In Hawaii, apparently, yes. Pass the papaya, please. Coconuts?
It's pretty basic chords here.
Yes.
Henry VIII, I am.
Wrong song.
What the hell is happening there?
All right. What else can we ask her to play?
I tap on the side of the head, she's stuck.
Ask her if she, Ryan.
Shut up!
I don't think he can hear us. I think he's holding the phone.
I can hear you guys.
Oh, there he is. Okay.
Just tap on the side of the head.
Ask her if she knows any rock songs. Ask her if she knows any Led Zeppelin.
Or Van Halen.
Okay. Do you know any rock songs, like Led Zeppelin or anything?
Van Halen?
No, she does not. Sorry
Van Halen,
about
no. Van Halen? No.
Rose no. Devil? That'd be cool on ukulele.
Hmm.
You make a good ukulele.
Thank you. I try. I can't use my fingers to use my mouth.
All right, ask her to play something else.
Well, what do you want her to play?
Far, Far Away.
Okay.
One of the most popular.
Can you just play another song, popular song? Do you know anything?
Yeah, I mean, I have a couple songs that I could. Do you want me to just play anything?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Is it having a spliff right now?
What's going on here?
I have no idea. What song is this?
She has a nice voice.
Yeah.
But can she play Little Guitars by Van Halen?
Oh, wow. Sounds great.
Damn
oh,
man.
It's supposed to be this. All right.
Wow. She's great.
What a waste of time that was.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.